Right now, though, on the line is Stephen Groos, the head of the African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute of International Affairs. And I wanted to talk to Stephen today about the Jackson Bill. We'll get Stephen to just give us a little bit of background about it. But the question for me is, will it make any difference to the powers that be in South Africa? That's where I'm wanting to go with this afternoon. So, Stephen Groos, it's been a long time. Great to chat to you. I hope you're well.
Hi, Simon. Yes, it has been a long time. Great to talk to you. I am very well, thank you.
So give us just the bullet point background, concise version of the Jackson Bill. What did it hope to achieve?
So it's called the Jackson Bill. Its full name is the U.S.-South Africa Bilateral Relations Review Act of 2025. That's a mouthful. So it's been named after the senator or the House representative that has introduced it, Ronnie Jackson. And it's basically a bill that mandates a review, a full review of the U.S.'s relations with South Africa. The background to it, of course, is some of the foreign policy positions we've taken, our closeness to Russia, to China, to Iran, to Hamas, the case against Israel at the International Court of Justice, and so on. And it is quite a serious piece of legislation if it gets passed. So at the moment, it's passed through the House Foreign Affairs Committee. It hasn't been passed by the full Congress, but this would be another plank in the platform of deteriorating relations between South Africa and the US.
Stephen, is it for real or is it political theater?
No, it's for real. I think, the Trump administration has signified that it's not prepared to stand for some of the positions that South Africa has taken on the international stage. It feels that if we're an ally or a friend of the U.S., we shouldn't be behaving in the way that we do on a number of foreign policy issues, as I've said. It's not happening in a vacuum. We've had Trump's tweets. We had Cyril Ramaphosa's visit to the Oval Office, which wasn't so successful. We have 30% tariffs imposed on South Africa, much higher than many other parts of the world. We have the American African Growth and Opportunities Act, AGOA, which is due to expire at the end of the month, and that gives duty-free, quota-free entrance into the U.S. market for many, many South African products, like motor cars, like fruit and vegetables, like wine. Thousands of jobs will be on the line if that disappears, and all the smart money says it will, because it goes against Trump's tariff policies. So this Jackson Bill is in and amongst a number of measures that South Africa is having to contend with.
And then the million-dollar question, do you think that there is any way that this bill could realistically pressure Pretoria to recalibrate its foreign policy? Or do you think it'll just make us become more obstinate in our current relationships?
Definitely the latter. I think what we have seen slightly with the appointment of Ronald Lamola as the foreign minister, the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, a slightly different tone to the lecturing and the grandstanding of Naledi Pandor, his immediate predecessor. And we have seen some small gestures, like, for example, when Lamola was interviewed on CNN, and just after the two Israeli diplomats were gunned down in Washington, he did actually express condolence, and that was quite unusual given South Africa's relations with Israel. So, but these are small things. I don't see us being pressured into changing our South Africa changing its policies. I don't always agree with all the policy positions that we take, but I do not think sanction from the U.S. Congress is going to alter our relationship with Russia and China. In fact, I think it's going to push us closer to Russia and China and Iran, who don't ask these awkward questions about governance.
Wow. So that was my final question, which you've actually answered for me, where I was wondering if this could backfire, and you've pretty much told me they have or they will. Final question then, Stephen. South Africa has ostensibly paid lip service to the fact that we're non-aligned. Personally, I wouldn't have thought that that's an accurate reflection of our position at all. I think we very much are aligned.
Yeah, it's not what you say, it's what you do. It's how you get judged. So, we did debate a lot of this in my office about whether South Africa is leaning towards Russia and China, whether it's a staunch ally of America or something in between. I think it's a bit of a messy middle where we're trying to be all things to all countries, and that's not possible in this very polarized, very different world that we've seen since the invasion of Ukraine in 2022, and especially since Trump got back into the White House. The rules of the game have changed, and South Africa is being pressured to pick sides, and it's still trying to please everybody, maybe please nobody in the end of the day.
Interesting stuff. Stephen Groost, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.